Old banner. Didn't even look at it. Old banner.
Kind of knew how they put it up there.
Same one. Well, I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas, good holidays. I think our guys did. They got to go home and had a couple days off. But, you know, start of season number two. We're excited about it. We're excited about the prospects of playing Fresno on Wednesday night, you know, and really excited to get the second season started, conference play. I think our guys are excited. We've had a couple good practices. We'll practice again today and then get ready for tomorrow's game. You know, I think they're ready. I think they're energized for it. I think, you know, anytime you can compete for a regular season championship, it's always something to look forward to. And I think our guys are ready for that. So, you know, clean slate, 0-0 going into the 28th. So we're excited about it. And like I said, I think our kids are.
How is conference season different than the non-conference? I mean, you've been doing this for a while as far as approach or
Well, I think approach just is different on how you travel, how you set that up. I think it, you know the venues, you know where you're going to play, you usually know where you're going to stay. So it's kind of like Groundhog Day sometimes, just in the sense that you know where you're staying. Things might change if there's, you know, if there's some problem with the capacity of a hotel or something, but you know where you're going to play. So that's a little bit different than the out of conference. And you know who most of the coaches are. And you know who they got coming back, and some of the non-conference you really don't know till you start preparing. So that's why it's a little bit different.
So what do you know about Fresno State? What do you expect out of
them? Well, they got two starters back with Russo, but Ito started, but he hadn't been starting because he was ineligible early. They got three new players in Taylor, Hopkins, Williams. You know, Watson's back. He played the three and the four. I think he's playing mostly the three now. So those are the two starters with Russo and him back. I think Ito being eligible gives him another one. And, you know, they'll go eight or nine deep. They're pretty explosive. They got a nice team. Hopkins is a transfer from Colorado. I've known him for a long time. Phoenix kid, good player. I think Taylor's shooting as good as anybody in the country in the three-point line. So, you know, we'll have our hands full. I think our guys are prepared for it. We've had two good days of prep. So, you know, I think they're all going to be good in conference season, so we'll have to be ready. It's just that we're good. We're glad we're at home. You know, we're 6-0 at home, which is always good. So we're excited to get started at home.
Specific to Taylor that you mentioned, the three-point shooting. You get three-point shooting, obviously, was a topic in the non-conference at times with your team. You guys not only open with Fresno State that has a top 10 three-point shooter in the country, but San Diego State, Hensley's actually percentage-wise.
Shooting really well, yeah.
Shooting really well from three. Are you guys better prepared right now to defend the three than you were maybe 2-3 weeks ago?
I hope so. We've worked at it.
And when you say you worked at it, does that mean changing it or just working what you were already doing?
I just think you have to have an urgency when you close out to the ball. And you know, I think our biggest thing, our biggest deficiency, Jeff, is that our transition defense hasn't been very good. If you look at all our numbers, you know, we have to get better transition defense, and we're going to make some changes to what we can do. You know, we're going to try to change some things that can improve that. But I think one thing that we have to improve on is taking away transition threes, offensive rebound threes. And in what I mean secondary transition, in that if it's a missed shot, we get back in transition and stop the ball, everything's good, and then allow another a three later in that offensive set. I think those three parts of our defense has really been hurting us. Because if you look how people are scoring on us, it's the number one reason is transition scores.
Do you get the sense that there needs to be a change, and maybe this is what you're talking about, in how you guys attack the glass offensively? Is it guys not
could
back,
be, yeah. Could be.
You don't want to tell me the whole game?
No, I mean, I don't want to tell you everything we're going to try to do, but I think we're going to make tweaks to whatever. I think as a coach, you try to make tweaks to benefit your team. And if you look at our stats, I think you've been around the game long enough. All you guys have been around the game. I think you'd be able to figure that one out.
It seems like, you know, you guys have has, during the non-conference season, have been inconsistent, showing some streaks.
Right.
On paper,
I agree.
You have two returning all-conference people, but it seems like there's maybe one ingredient or something that's missing. Is there something that's not bringing it all together?
I think, you know, we came in and we haven't been playing at a real high level as far as shooting the ball. I think our two-point shooting's really been pretty good. I think our three-point shooting that we've been pretty successful with, JP, I think that's been down. I don't think we've made a lot of shots. I think our free throw efficiency is really good. I think it's number one in the country as far as scoring or getting to the line. I think our turnovers are down from a year ago. And I think we played a really good out-of-conference schedule. Now, you know, yeah, I would have hopefully thought that three or four of those games would have went the other way, but they didn't. So we got to go. We got to move forward. But I think just shooting the ball from the line hasn't been as good. I don't think we've been able to find a third or fourth score in years past. And I'm not going to keep preaching about years past, but we've always had a three and four score. We're having a hard time finding a third score. So, and I think that's because we're playing a lot more people. I think we'll get down to a certain rotation once conference starts. So, you know, that could change a little bit. But we have to find a third and fourth score. I think we know who our two main scorers are. I think that's pretty evident. But I think we got to find a third score and a fourth score.
Is it just not being able to create shots?
I think it's we haven't made shots, but I think we've taken bad shots. I think there's a thing that, you know, I don't think we're getting a lot of shots to go in that are good shots, and I think we've taken some poor shots. But to be honest with you, you know, our last game before break with Arizona, if you look at that tape, which I have several times, I would take all 11 shots again. We just didn't make any of them. But they were all good shots. It wasn't like, you know, to be honest with you, they were great shots. We just didn't make any of them. So, you know, I think we have to start making some. We have to start creating some. And then we just have to get on a little bit of momentum, a little bit of confidence. Because I think if you look at our numbers, if you look at the guys that we have and the guys that are taking those shots and our numbers, you have to look at it and say, they're going to improve. And if they do that, then it's going to help our scoring.
Have you made a decision on the starting lineup before?
Not really. Not really.
Is that troublesome? No.
I have an idea what I'm doing. I think I'm pretty set on how I'm going to play and what my rotation is going to be. But, you know, we'll get that set. But I think I'll play eight to nine guys. I'm pretty set on that.
Are you comfortable with, or all in league play, do you anticipate multiple starting lineup changes? Is this going to be an ongoing thing?
No.
You think you'll settle in on something?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think I'll settle in. And you got to realize I made some changes because I thought I needed to, and kind of not to send a message, just that, you know, we're going to do things a certain way, and I think everybody's responded well to it.
Let's go down that path a little bit. I know you don't have Twitter, but I know you monitor social media, so I want to ask about that.
I don't monitor it. My staff does.
Your staff monitors Twitter. And Sunday night there was a tweet that many Lobo fans saw, and I'm going to ask you about it. Elijah Brown says he's not going to let anybody take the passion for the game away from him, and he has a lot of left. This is a guy that recently lost his starting job.
You say he lost his starting job. I don't think that's a long-term thing.
Okay.
Is that fair? I don't think that's.
Well, let me ask you about the tweet first of all, though.
I don't know anything. I don't think anything about the. I don't know anything about the tweet. I've been told about it, but you'd have to ask him. and you're more than welcome to ask him.
I guess I know it's the day before the game. Would he be available today?
That's if you can get him. Yeah, I don't have a problem. I kind of give you guys access to my players that's sometimes that we act like we don't.
When you were made aware of that tweet, did you think it applied to you or someone
else? I don't really worry about that stuff. I'm just trying to coach my team and, you know, do the best I can, have a relationship with my guys, talk to them, meet with them. I've met with all my guys the last 2 days individually, so – you know, you'd have to ask Elijah that.
Okay. without then harping on the tweet specifically, Elijah's role on this team during non-conference play was kind of, it was interesting in that he started a month without practice and then he looked to be pressing at times. There were times that it looked like he was forcing shots. There were times that he didn't, you know, he came off the bench. He didn't look comfortable in non-conference.
I think he'll be comfortable in conference. I'm pretty certain he'll be comfortable. I think he'll give everything he has for our team. I think he'll do whatever he has to do to help us win.
And your relationship then with your star guard right now is a good one that isn't hurting the team?
I don't know what you mean by relationship. I'm his coach, so I have to make decisions what's best for the team and what's best for him. And I've made some decisions, and I think everything is fine. We just got to go. I mean, I'm not looking back like anything's wrong.
Let me move on to another player, not tweet related. Tim Williams is a senior, and he's got down to 18 regular season games of his career. Do you sense any change in either one of those guys, and Tim in particular, in that he knows the clock is running out a little bit? Is his frustration starting to mount sometimes when he's not seeing things get done? Or do you see him doing anything different because the clock's running out?
No, I think he's played consistently. I think he played really, really hard. I think he's played extremely consistent. I think he's given us everything he's had. You know, I thought he played pretty good against Arizona. I thought he played good against New Mexico State. I think the only thing that I think could see frustration from Tim is that he gets doubled all the time. And that would be frustrating for anybody. So, you know, I think he's been as consistent a player as there been in a conference. I think he might be as consistent as anybody in the country, consistent-wise.
Isn't going to stop. Is that something that a guy like Elijah or even a Dane or somebody?
Yeah, I think we have to have some guys make some shots. But if you look, I think we're 27th or something in the league in scoring out of double teams. So, I mean, he's making right decisions. So I think we've worked on it. I think they're prepared for it. I think they know what to do. But I think we're in the top – I think we're in at least the top 50 of scoring out of double teams. And that's, you know, that's your KenPom numbers or whatever you guys go by, but I think that's where we are.
Is Mathis's lack of minutes just a matter of?
I just think it's bad numbers. Yeah, I mean, I've given him some really good opportunities, JP. I thought he had a big rebound in UTEP. He had a couple turnovers that I didn't think he would have. I mean, I put him in positions to make plays because I think he's that type of player. I think I put him in positions to make some shots. It's just the numbers is bad. The numbers are bad. And, you know, he might see some action against Fresno. You know, it's a pretty good matchup for him. But, you know, it's just I just got a lot of guards right now that can play.
You know, what about Hunter? I mean, you know, he get 12 minutes. He's, I mean, shown that he can be a pretty decent shooter. I mean, what are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, he is a good shooter. But, I mean, I made a decision to go with Jalen. In those games, and I thought Jalen's played well. So, I mean, it's not what Jordan hasn't done. It's what Jalen's done. So, yeah, Hunter can make some shots. He can do some things. He's playing well. I just want to see him to play with a little bit more urgency to start the game, a little bit more pace. So, you know, I think he's going to have a good conference season.
Is that the direction you plan to go kind of during most of the conference with Jalen?
I don't know yet, but – as it looks right now, it probably is going to be that way. But, you know, Jordan could play well and get his spot back.
You guys good health-wise?
Yeah, we are pretty good. No, we don't have any injuries, so that's good. Damien's good. We got everybody in practice, so it's good.
With the third and fourth score, you're looking for a coach. Do you think that's more likely to be two consistent guys or kind of mixed
up? Joe, I think it could be spread out. I really do, by game. I think I have to get it from another guard. I really think I'm going to have to get it through another guard. You know, Sam's the likely candidate. Dane's the likely candidate out of those guards. I'd like to see our point guards combined anywhere from 12 to 15 points and, you know, 7 or 8 assists. Because the thing that we look at, Joe, that a lot of people don't know, we try to win every position. It's kind of like football. I mean, you try to win every position, and You know, we're trying to see how the point guards match up, who we play against, how those numbers worked out, how the guards worked out, how the bigs worked out. So we're trying to win those position battles. And if you can win, you know, three or four of those position battles, you're going to win. So we have to get, you know, one or two of our guards to really pick up scoring wise. I'm not saying 16 to 18 points. I'm just talking 10 to 12 points a game. And kind of what Dane did against Pine Bluff and what he did against New Mexico State. And then we got to get two players off in the front court to get – if I can get combined front court guys to get double figures, then you have your three and four scores.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I had a good Christmas, yeah. It's good. It's good. Did you guys have a good one?
Yeah. That's good.